Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. I don't know. Did Michael O'Leary do all this deliberately of Ryanair to remind people that the airline is open and he's available for bookings? He was on Morning Ireland. This is a bit of a gist of what he said.
Everybody who has requested a refund from Ryanair has received it. There are some people out there with vouchers who have the option of receiving a cash refund. If they want to click on the voucher for a cash refund, they will receive it within 5 days. We have no backlog in refunds. All of the refunds have now been issued.
So all of those people who are saying they're waiting months for a refund, they're not telling the truth?
Correct.
Liam Kelly.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Joe, I booked for Alvor on the 22nd of June, and I decided, well, I obviously knew that I wasn't going to go with COVID and that.
Okay.
So early November, Joe, I put in for the refund. And there was two choices. One was for a voucher and one was for cashback.
Yep.
So when I was going for the cashback, it wouldn't entertain me at all. It just kept trying to revert me back to the voucher. So then when I eventually got through on it, it said, unfortunately, that the details I had given was incorrect.
Okay.
So that was on the 12th of November. So then on the 15th of November, I eventually got through to the section where it said it would give me my cash back, and I was on a queue, and that I should get the cash back. So I heard nothing from the 15th of November until I heard Mr. O'Leary on the radio this morning. And he said everyone had got their cash back, so I decided then to ring Ryanair.
Mm-hmm.
So I got through to a nice girl in London called Carla, and she told me that because I had booked through a travel agency because of fraud, I would have to fill out a customer verification form. So she didn't really know how to proceed with that, so I asked her, could I speak to someone above her? So she put me through to Sophie then, which was in Hungary. And she told me that I needed to fill out this customer verification form because of fraud, because I booked through a travel agent. But I never booked. I have an app for Ryanair. I use them a lot. I go to London
a lot. They're great.
Yes. Well, they were fantastic.
They liberated Ireland, yeah. I accept that. Absolutely.
They did, Joe, yes. But they are looking for it. Well, I have to say one thing about them. They gave me a good virtual trip anyway, because I was in Hungary, London, everywhere today.
This morning. Have you still got your bags?
I still have the bag, Joe, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying you didn't. You're saying when they say to you, oh, you booked through a travel, you're saying categorically you did not.
Categorically, no. I done her online, okay. and I sent your researcher the verification.
Okay, I've seen that. Annette Patchell. Annette, good afternoon.
Joe.
What's your story?
I was just listening to that guy. At least he got to speak to somebody.
Yeah.
I got an email from them in April to say that the flight was cancelled due to COVID. And the same thing, you could either have a refund or transfer. Now, I did have difficulty initially, like that guy, with filling in the form.
Yeah.
But I eventually got it, and I'm looking at a copy of my customer verification form, and it's dated the 4th of August.
Okay.
Now, they did eventually come back to me, and I sent the emails into your researcher there, and they said I would get my refund, and it had been processed, and I would get it. If I didn't have it in 15 days, to contact them.
Yeah.
I duly contacted them after 15 days, and I may as well be contacting the moon, because I sent them several emails, and I got nowhere. So, now, I did book through a travel agent,
right,
and the travel agent reimbursed me for the cost of the accommodation.
Ah.
But I had to go to Ryanair. They call them screen scrapers or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's their term.
Yeah.
You've heard it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I decided on the 19th of this month that I would send them another email asking them what was going on. And I just mentioned in it that I was thinking of contacting Liveline, because I was looking for even a number to ring. Now, I've tried phoning and I couldn't get anywhere. Now, I got a reply immediately that day. Again, I've sent a copy into your researcher telling me that you know, they'd be back to me pretty soon. That was the 19th of January. This is the 1st of February. This is going on since April. You know, like, it's just ridiculous. And then he comes on the radio this morning, my blood was boiling, saying that we're telling lies. We got our refunds.
We listened to that clip again where he... Is that the way you heard it, that you were telling lies? Here it is.
Well, he
Everybody
said no.
Who has requested a refund from Ryanair has received it. There are some people out there with vouchers who have the option of receiving a cash refund. If they want to click on the voucher for a cash refund, they will receive it within 5 days. Backlog in refunds. All of the refunds have now been issued.
So all of those people who are saying they're waiting months for a refund, they're not telling the truth?
Correct.
But that's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
The other thing, gift vouchers now, from regardless of the company, have to be available for at least 5 years after purchase. It should be infinity, but it's not. But that was, they should be available now by law. So that's the Ryanair gift vouchers. Are 5 years. But I'm looking at somebody just sent me in their refund voucher. And the refund voucher expiry date is 12 months after purchase. And given that the pandemic is now approaching a year old, a lot of those vouchers might be expiring. So people need to investigate what to do with them. James J. Bunyan. James, good afternoon. James?
In January... Hello, Joe.
How are you, James? Go ahead. Your point, please.
In January of 2020, I booked golf for 7 people in... Okay. The Algarve.
By the way, I didn't. Did you? Are you going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear, Joe. I have my hand in the Bible here.
Good man, Joe.
Booked seven people booked to play golf. 2 booked independently. I booked 5.
Yeah.
I got 1 refund for Noel Morrissey.
Okay.
The reason we were going, Joe, was that our friend Noel O'Keefe was 60, and I rustled up 7 to play golf.
Right.
I have all the papers in front of here, Joe. I'm like a Brussels bureaucrat. I'm like. The president of Europe here, I have paper in front of me everywhere. So I have made umpteen efforts to get through the Ryanair maze and web, and I'm been told to buzz off and leave me alone. That's the effect of the message. You have applied for a refund. Don't contact us any further. We'll contact you. So, Joe, I was incensed this morning when to be from my version of the story to be challenged and to be told I got a refund. Some bright young journalist, Joe, at the weekend said that Ursula von der Leyen should consider her position. And I think that Michael O'Leary should consider his position based on his performance today. It was a bravura performance by Michael for Ryanair.
That's what he does.
Well, I accept that, Joe, and I'm a man of the world.
His shareholders love him.
Ah, yes, Joe, but what about a bit of love for the customer?
Sorry, Joe, it's Liam here again. Back in there briefly, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Joe, could you put out there, has anyone actually got a refund, or is it all just these vouchers?
No, I'd say a lot of people got refunds, in fairness. Wasn't there millions of, like, in terms of what they had to do and go through in Ryanair because of the collapse of the airline business because of the pandemic, I presume substantial amount of people. But the point we're making here is, and this is the point that upset people this morning, the new issue is those words out of Michael O'Leary that when Adam McGuire, our business reporter, said to him, so the people who are complaining about not getting a refund, they're not telling the truth. And
but
he
so
said, correct.
He must be operating the old ledger system, Joe, with the dust on it. Because I don't think that Ryanair had any system in place to make refunds. They're a grab-all organisation. They take your money and then they treat you like the mushrooms.
Oh, Joe, sorry, Liam here again. Yeah, as I said to a researcher earlier on there, it gave 2 options. One was for the voucher and one was for the refund.
Yeah, it's the same.
And the one for the refund, it just wasn't playing ball. It just kept referring you back. And when I eventually got through, it just told me that I was in a queue. Now, that was on the 24th of November. We're just into February now, Joe, so I don't know. I'll take it from there. And I wouldn't have rang Ryanair only for Mr. O'Leary's interview on Morning Ireland this morning. You know, so I would have been still in the queue, Joe.
Okay, then he did say other things as well. This is a longer version edited together, what he said about NAFTA and RTE and COVID and vaccinations.
Europe and Ireland needs to get its act together and catch up. Need some optimism in Ireland instead of the daily doses of pessimism being delivered by NPHET and RT. If you dealt with the issue instead of just pandering to the misinformation coming out of NPHET, you'd get a lot. Be asking the government and NPHET to get its finger out and accelerate the vaccine program in this country. Europe and Ireland gets its act together, catches up with the UK vaccination program. We should be out of these lockdowns by the end of June, and RT will have to move on and talk about something else.
Anthony McLaughlin. Anthony, good afternoon.
Yep. How are you?
1850-715-815-5155. Wash your hands. Anthony, you were upset at those general, forget about the refund thing. It's, and hopefully that's people right. will be, it's not the, no one died. But you're upset about the other elements of what he said.
Yes, I was. I was very upset. I think that the way he spoke, considering what people are doing here, doing everything possible to try and control the virus. And I think his attitude was completely wrong. I mean, you know, like the vaccinations are coming out. Like my wife is actually doing the vaccinations at the moment. And they're going through a really hard time and they're doing their best to get this sorted. And I think what he said was purely just to get publicity for Ryanair and to slate the NPHET and yourselves in the way he did, I think was completely wrong.
I don't mind. Don't mind about us. We're well used to that. But and we don't have the importance, and would never even dare to suggest we have the importance of NPHET. But just tell me about the work that your wife does, Anthony.
But she's doing the vaccinations at the moment.
Oh, well done.
In the nursing homes, and obviously that's the first that are, as you know, are being done out, and they will come. And the government, I think, are getting it right in the way they're doing it.
And yes, Annette, yes.
I agree with, you know, what that last guy said,
Anthony,
about, you know, he slated, yeah. But the earlier guy said that he hadn't heard of anybody getting a refund at all.
People have.
I know. Yeah. I know a family member got a refund, booked much later than me. But the other guy also said something about a refund voucher or something. I was told I was getting a cheque. Now, my son that got a cheque, there was publicity in the paper that he was drawing them down on German banks. Do you remember that?
But what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. My son got one on a German bank, which obviously he had to bring to the bank, and you had to pay a charge. You know, it wasn't huge. But that's the way he's doing it now. I don't know why. I don't care. I'll take a cheque from Germany once it's in euros, but I mean, I'm a pensioner, and I mean, I'm out. You know,
Joe, I think Conor Pope explained all that one evening on to Ray Darcy, that you could end up with less than you had going into the bank with the German cheque. See, Joe, what's the difference between misinformation? What is the allegation he makes about NPHET and misinformation? And what about the misinformation that he conveyed this morning? Joe, I have a second booking here. My wife's sister's 70th birthday was on the Marbella at the end of May 2020. And I have a second refund application in for refund. And see, my belief was that there were no human beings in Ryanair. It seemed to me that the whole thing was run by automatons. And then the crisis came when they cancelled flights and they had to find a human being somewhere. And there's quite clearly no communication between the various elements of
Ryanair. Yeah, but anyone I've ever met, I've never met Michael O'Leary, but anyone I've ever met from Ryanair when I fly with them or over the years, they've been the height of civility and sense. Seriously, I've never had any. I can only speak for myself, but anyway.
I sat beside a Ryanair pilot on a flight to Pisa. We flew to Pisa for a wedding. And I was sitting beside a Ryanair pilot who had to relocate from Dublin to Milan. But Joel, do you believe that up to the crisis that there were humans running Ryanair?
Yes, I do.
Or that Michael was simply omnipotent, omniscient, and ran it himself from his desk?
Yeah, but he's created the biggest I think it's the biggest airline in the world.
The history bailed out by the state almost bankrupted the Ryan family. And Michael's legendary. I mean, Michael opened a shop Christmas Day in Walkinstown so that people could sell batteries.
Yeah, the person
that concerns Michael most is
That's fine. But I'm forced. I'm not forced. I remember Aer Lingus used to charge whoever could afford it 200 quid to go from Dublin to Heathrow.
and they throw in a greasy sausage and a bit of a battered black pudding or something, swimming around the plate.
Michael brought freedom. He released people from Ryanair, from Aer Lingus. And we have seen parts of the world that we would never have seen. But that is getting away from the issue that Michael certainly was hyped up this morning to market Ryanair at the expense of the customer. Yeah.
Why did he not speak in January when people were dying in their hundreds by the day?
He was contacted, but he certainly put on a bravura performance this morning.
And now Michael knows if he rings RT at any time, night or day, he'll invariably get on because he's such a performer.
God, Joe, he wasn't very complimentary of RT either today.
I don't agree.
He accused you of being co-conspirators with Nefis to peddle misinformation.
Okay.
And negativity, the word I remember while I was out for a walk. Now, he didn't use the word pervasive, but he certainly amplified negativity.
But he is right on one thing, and that is the rollout of the vaccine in the UK is five times the speed so far.
But five times the resources, George, 10 times or 20 times the resources.
Even pro rata. There's 11%, probably up to 12 now, because they're doing 500,000 a day, including Saturday and Sunday. There's 11, 12% of the UK population vaccinated. It's less than 2% here.
I accept, Joe, but we're moving slowly in as far as these things are concerned. Michael's performance this morning was reprehensible. It reminded me of Michael McDowell one time. He would gloat at you in an argument, say, the argument is specious, which is plausible but incorrect. Now, his marketing of Ryanair this morning was top class. He'd get 10 out of 10.
And we're giving it to him again here. John Hurry, good afternoon, in County Clare. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, John. You stand into the witness box there. By the way, John, Niall, Annette and James, are you all prepared? I don't want to do it again. Are you all prepared to march up to the High Court and fight Michael O'Leary if need be?
Okay. I may go in the morning, Joe. You and I would have court experience. I'm inclined to go to the High Court to get my money released.
No, don't. John, hurry your story, please, John.
Yeah, I booked holidays in 2019.
Yes.
For 2020, and then the COVID hit, and we booked in April. We got there. We were told we couldn't fly in April when the government brought in the new laws. But I was promised a check on the 27th of September last year.
Okay.
They said they ripped out. We went back to confirm whether it had been or not. And they said it would take 14 days the first time we contacted them. And then it said 28 days. I still haven't received a check. And then I got an email from my holiday people saying that they needed proof that I was in. So I sent everything to them, to the holiday company as well as a copy. They forwarded it on and they dealt with it. And they said that they would be dealing with. Now, I got an email just before Christmas from Ryanair saying they were dealing with it. And I've heard absolutely nothing since.
And when they say they were dealing with it, did they say we're sending you a check or we're going to...
Well, initially they said they were sending the check, but that was in September. But now it's February, 1st of February, which is quite a time, right? Like, you know. And when he said it this morning that everybody would be refunded, I thought, yeah. I said, where did he get his information from? The moon?
Okay, you're saying you haven't any evidence to prove it. Noel, you have,
I've forwarded it to you.
Okay, I see it there, yeah. Your booking has now been placed in the queue for a cash refund in lieu of your travel voucher issued. Mm-hmm. I'm told the date on that is the 24th of November and you haven't got it yet. Noel, you did get a refund. Well, thankfully loads of people did. Go ahead, Noel.
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon to you. I've got my hand on the Bible.
Yes,
thank
you.
So what you're about to hear is the truth and the whole truth.
Thank you very much.
No, Joe, I was...
Speak up for the stenographer, will you please? Go ahead. We're doing a transcript.
No problem at all. Joe, I had occasion to travel during the spring of last year and had to go to London. My flight was cancelled, as many of your callers have said. And initially I was sceptical because I was promised a refund within 2 to 3 months. And I thought, my goodness, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And surely it'll never happen. But actually it happened bang on the end of the third month. And I was offered cash or a voucher.
Yeah.
Initially, I took the cash, but I had, since that time, occasion for reasons of surgery to go back to London.
Okay.
And I travelled several times over that late spring, early summer period.
Right.
And a number of flights were subsequently cancelled. But in every single instance, I was offered cash or refund. And I got a balance of 50-50, half cash and half refunds in most cases. And so I suppose my listening to Michael Ryan this morning, Michael O'Leary, I beg your pardon.
Michael O'Leary, yeah.
I felt one of your callers said his behaviour was reprehensible. I think I'd feel as he did. If you've facilitated hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of refunds, and sadly a few of your callers may have slipped through the net and didn't get the refunds, and that's regrettable. But, you know, it is Ireland's most successful business.
I know that. I know. Yeah.
It has done wonders for the country and facilitated cheap travel all over Europe. So I couldn't help but feel that I think that there wasn't initially balanced reporting. Maybe that will come out in this afternoon's conversation. But everything they promised me was facilitated and everything was done efficiently. Maybe I should just add one more thing, Joe, that because of this urgent surgery I had, I needed, while I was in London, to change my flight several times. I did that online using the Ryanair app. And unlike prior occasions where I've been charged a fortune for changing just small details, in every single instance, and I'm talking maybe six, seven, eight times, they didn't charge me a single penny to change my flight.
Okay.
I did so really efficiently. Okay. So that's really all I wanted to say.
And well said, Noel, as well. Yeah, I take all those points, as I do from Brian O'Toole. Brian is in Wexford. Your point, please, Brian. You come in defence of Michael.
Well, I come in defence of Ryanair in general.
Yeah, fine.
I've been in export sales all my life and I've travelled all around Europe. 30 years ago, Joe, to go to Barcelona, we were paying Aer Lingus and Iberia, the only two on the route, 700 punts.
Yeah.
And Ryanair opens travel up to all the Irish people. I mean, we were going on one holiday a year and saving all year to go on that holiday. And now most people have multiple holidays. Ryanair offer a service that if you follow what they say, if you carry the right weight and the right size bag and everything like that, you can travel very, very cheaply.
That's true, but that's not the point, is it?
The
point today is that Michael O'Leary came on RTE and had a go at Neffet and didn't believe their advice. They're hysterical. RTE are hysterical. I won't add my.
Yeah, but Michael.
No, but
O'Leary
no, it's upsetting.
Michael
but,
O'Leary.
No, but Brian, you can't go around calling people a liar. Liars. In fairness, especially your own customers. That's the way people hear it.
That's
the way
people hear it. He runs his business. You know, most people just look up to the sky and they'd say, oh,
yeah, I know. Okay,
Michael O'Leary again.
Yeah.
I mean, I had multiple flights booked and I got my vouchers. Now, it took time.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But Joe, let me point something out to you. People are saying, you know, they never answered. Has anyone tried ring a mobile phone provider?
I know,
our
Aer Lingus, or a bank, I know.
But we only seem to take the whip out when it's O'Leary and Ryanair.
But the thing is, the MD of Vodafone or anyone else doesn't come on RTE saying anyone who says they didn't get a refund is not telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's the difference, Brian. But anyway, but I take your point, Brian, and please God, everyone will be travelling again that wants and can afford to travel. And as you say, a lot more people can afford to travel since Ryanair arrived on the international scene.
Absolutely.
And the international scene. Okay, Michael Kenny, Michael.
Joe, nice speaking to you.
The truth, Michael, the whole truth.
The truth. My hand is on the Ryanair Bible and I'm holding it up and I'm saying no lies.
Okay.
Now,
proceed.
I'm like everybody else, waiting on the money to come back. I've already told your girls in there and read a short letter to them that I sent in giving my details, apart from all the computer work, on the 8th of June. Now, I sent another letter, which I'm delighted to have found since I was speaking to them because it was in a mess of correspondence here, dated the 28th of September by registered post. It's not long, has a trust point in it, because it was an interview which irritated me that he gave to somebody, and I happened to hear it when I was out in the car on News Talk. Dear sirs, the above references with my enclosures of the 8th of June will, I hope, prompt you to delegate this matter for the attention of your staff to resolve this outstanding matter. In your interview, you, Mr. O'Leary, asked the interviewer not to refer to texts from idiots, texters complaining they are not in receipt of payment when requested, as Ryanair have made all those payments. Now, that was the 28th of September. I'll continue. I am not a texter to the programme. More importantly, I'm not an idiot. Okay. But I continue to await payment in accordance with your public policy of commitment to same. And upon receipt of same, we'll be delighted to text News Talk confirming same. I trust this correspondence will have prompt and positive outcome in my favour, which in turn will be similarly responded to by me, allowing me to text News Talk. Now, that was on the 28th of September.
Right.
After my correspondence of the 8th of June, after filling in all the forms online,
okay.
And having the whole of Ireland and the whole of Europe, etc., etc., stopped from flying. I have in front of me the receipt from a post for that registered posted letter. Nothing has come back to me. Not a great deal of money, but what is happening now with people is our principal has been offended. It was 99 cents. Mm. I'd spend £99 to get it.
Would you? Yeah. Okay.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's everyone seems to have taken all the correct
steps. Well, I hope
steps.
He's listening to this. And Michael O'Leary, as one Mick to another, please don't be the bigger Mick. Be the normal Mick. Be the nice guy, for once.
Okay. Niall,
how about that, Joe?
That's good, Michael. You may. I'm going to excuse you from jury duty for the rest of your life.
Thank you very much.
Such as the eloquence, and obviously it upset you a lot, but you were brilliant with your
reaction.
And you kept the letter.
Can I
add? And by the way, Michael, you're definitely not an idiot. And texters to News Talk or any other station are not idiots either.
Joe, we got the eloquence from the same college in St. John's.
In Ballyfermot. Well done.
Correct.
Well done. Great school. Yeah. Okay, Michael, Gurumila Mahakad, Niall Harding. Niall.
Joe, hi. Yeah. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making the call.
I'll tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank you very much.
And before I read what I have from Ryanair, I would like to say that while Ryanair is extremely successful and I have great admiration for Michael O'Leary in running a business, I do not see why people like myself of not great means should subsidise his success on the basis that he has refunded a certain number of people. We are all entitled to our refunds and we are entitled to complain about that.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. And he has stated that we got our refunds and we didn't. And that was not correct.
Okay.
So now, I'll read in relation to, I made a booking last year to go to Greece. The flight was cancelled. I got a notification that it was cancelled. And eventually on the in September, I got a thing to say, dear customer, and it's reference my reference, we acknowledge your request for a refund in lieu of a travel voucher. Now, in lieu of a travel voucher for your unused booking. Confirm that your refund request has been processed back to the form of payment used to...
You're breaking up on me now. Is it gone? Is it dropping? Okay, I'll tell you, I need to take a quick break. Anyway, 51551, Marshall.
Hello?
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Welcome back. This is what we're talking about.
Everybody who has requested a refund from Ryanair has received it. There are some people out there with vouchers who have the option of receiving a cash refund. If they want to click on the voucher for a cash refund, they will receive it within 5 days.
We have no
backlog in refunds. All of the refunds have now been issued.
So all of those people who are saying they're waiting months for a refund, they're not telling the truth?
Correct.
Niall Harding, Donegal again. Go ahead.
Yeah.
How long are you waiting?
Oh, in a while. When I was speaking to you earlier, how far did I get?
I have no idea. I was going through a file here of legal letters from Ryanair, which I have to deal with by nominee messing. No, go ahead. Right. You dropped out pretty early, Niall. You weren't even at the boarding gate.
Right, okay. Well, let's start again then. I'll tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
So help me, Michael O'Leary. So the first thing I have to say is, yes, Ryanair is an extremely successful business.
Yeah.
I have great admiration for Michael O'Leary as running a business and doing what he's done. But it does not take away from the fact that a small person like myself should be subsidising and should not be getting our refunds that we are entitled to.
Mm.
That's the issue here. It's nothing to do with how good his business is or anything like that.
Okay,
it's to do with the fact that we paid money and we didn't get our money back when we were promised. Now, I got a riposte from Standard Thing through the internet, and what's been said about dealing with them online and everything, it is a bot that you deal with, not a person.
Okay.
But it says, "Dear customer, we acknowledge your request for a refund in lieu of a travel voucher for your unused booking," right? In lieu of. "We confirm that your refund request has been processed back to the form of payment used to pay for your booking."
Okay.
"Which, by the way, was a credit card payment, okay, directly to them. Your issuing bank will take 5 to 7 working days to process this refund amount back to your account. It has never arrived. It said the amount refunded to your credit debit card method of payment is the €201.56 payment method balancing."
Right.
Now, I didn't read all of that when it came in and said, "That's great, the refund's on its way." And only after hearing Michael O'Leary on the radio this morning, like everyone else, I was quite incensed about it. It's the first time that I've written a text or sent an email or made a phone call in relation to this. I was letting it just run along. There's enough stress in life as it is.
Yeah.
So, but then I see it says payment method COVID VO refused. What in heaven's name? And then please note the travel voucher issued has been voided and can no longer be used. But the thing is, the refund is in lieu of a travel voucher. So why have I not got my money? Simple question.
Okay.
And now, I would say that Ryanair can allocate passports, names, flights, destinations, seat numbers, whether you have cabin baggage or not, and no problem to allocate all of that, and yet cannot reverse credit card payments. Something is very wrong here, and I like the reference made earlier about the ledger with the dust on it.
Okay, the scrivener on the ledger. Okay, but so the issue is. What I was going to say, given that you mentioned the voucher and the refund, if people take away any message from this program today, is if you got a voucher in lieu of, from any organisation in the last year, and during the pandemic, in other words, it seems to us vouchers are not gift vouchers. And gift vouchers have at least a 5-year expiry date. At least, it should be infinite, like your cash. But I've seen a couple of those vouchers and they have a 12-month expiry date, which for a lot of people is coming up soon. So when you get out your voucher and try and sort out what you want to do with it, do you want to... Now, this is a much... And I don't underestimate the amount of money that people are waiting on. But Jackie Spain has contacted us on 1850 715 815, joe@rt.ie, from JK Travel in Tullamore. Jackie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And what is your situation, Jackie, with Ryanair?
My situation with Ryanair is a little bit bigger than some of our clients, but not diminishing some of your listeners at all. I mean, it's all quite ridiculous. At the moment, we are currently owed £56,000 from Ryanair on behalf of our clients for refunds.
And how has that transpired, Jackie?
That has transpired by, initially, it has to be said, when the pandemic all kicked off, Ryanair were particularly good in refunding for the earlier bookings.
Because there are problems with Aer Lingus as well, isn't there?
There were indeed. Yeah. And one, honestly, there was nothing between them in the beginning.
Okay.
And it was just a constant onslaught. And the Ryanair refunds slowed down somewhat. And then suddenly around mid-July, collectively, all of us agents had noticed that we had suddenly stopped receiving refunds. The refunds were being paid directly to the cards used at the booking, which would, of course, been our own, and we in turn refunded the clients.
Mm-hmm.
Around July then, we had this whole change around that, no, suddenly we're not going to refund travel agents because we're all thieves, obviously, because listening to Mr. O'Leary this morning, we're sitting on all our clients' money at the moment and not refunding it. So they decided this was going to be the new approach. They were going to refund the clients directly, still. Okay, we can cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went down the route of verification forms. Now, that was collecting details of the clients, a copy of their passport, a form that had been sent to us by Ryanair, a proof of address, and indeed the flight booking. This was all sent back. And so the back and forth emails began. No, that's a lot of work. I mean, one of our fellow agents put up quite recently that it takes approximately 9 hours in order, 9 hours work in order to successfully process a refund on behalf of our clients. Now, there's a lot of customers out there, and many of these bookings would have been groups where each person had to be treated individually rather than just one family. Huge amount of work that us agents had done, still not being paid for, of course. But initially, all we want to do essentially is get our clients their money back. We have now hit a complete brick wall. They won't even speak with us. They won't communicate via email with travel agents. Very often when you try and go on to the live chat, which had been quite good up until about 8 weeks ago, once they realize it's a travel agent, they will not speak with us. So it's back on the clients. And in my opinion, and I know my colleagues share this is not allowing us to provide the service that our clients have paid us for. We should be able to see this through to the very end. And I have a lot of clients who wouldn't be familiar with using the internet and bits and pieces like this. So it's terribly frustrating. But the really, really hurtful bit this morning was to hear Michael O'Leary say, basically call us all liars, that we are sitting on all our clients' money and we haven't refunded it. I'm actually, personally, I can tell you that I have avoided shopping in my local town for fear of meeting clients. It really is that bad.
Okay. Now, I have a long statement here from Ryanair. Jackie,
sorry, Joe, can I just say,
Niall, yeah, Niall, is it?
Yeah, just because it's Niall here, yes. The important thing in what I've just said is I want to draw to vouchers. Their wording is your request for a refund in lieu of a travel voucher.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So no voucher should be involved with me at all. The refund is to be in lieu of any voucher. That's the point I want to make there. And I have great sympathy with that lady who's just been on.
Well, 56,000. 50,000.
She's in business. Yeah.
Now, the statement from Ryanair, and Jackie, I'm asking you to let me read this out because, and it's not about you. Do you understand this?
I do.
First of all, Ryanair has no refund backlog, and anyone that has requested a cash refund has received it. Let people hear that whatever way they will, and listen to the people that have been on Liveline since 1:45. We also asked Ryanair, does Ryanair owe any refunds where customers booked through third parties, i.e. travel agents, lastminute.com, etc., etc.? Does cash refunds, as referenced below, include refunds made by checks, right? Now, I just want to go to the bit about travel agents, which is not, as I say, this request was put in long before you contacted us, Jackie. Ryanair does not deal with travel agents and has not done so for over 20 years. Well, we know that, don't we? All customers should book directly on Ryanair.com. They call it Ryanair, I-A-R. It's not, it's Ryanair.com. And then they will receive flight information and our refunds directly from Ryanair without being overcharged or scammed by third-party travel agents.
Yeah. Again, painting us in a terrible picture. I just actually want to, a colleague of mine has just sent me a message, Joe, to let you know that he is owed over 200,000 and still trying to get it for customers. I can give you his details after the show
if you want to contact us now on joe@rte.ie.
Yes.
200,000, well, that's second-hand information. I'm not doubting it, Jackie.
Absolutely. No, I'll get him to contact you. They're painting us in a terrible picture that we're scamming our clients. We're not scamming our clients, not for a moment. We are doing our very, very best to get their refunds back for them. We provide a service for the clients. When we have people coming in to us, they want to book a holiday collectively. Ryanair, they do deal with travel agents because they have the destinations that people, very, very popular destinations. Mm-hmm. For example, your Salou, a lot of the Greek islands, nobody else flies there. So when clients come in to book a holiday with us and they want to go to, say Greece, for example, it is only Ryanair flight that we can use. So we book a package, we make a package for them, we book their hotels, transfers and flights. So we're offering a service. Now they've cancelled the flights. We've managed to get their refunds of their hotels, their transfers, everything else. We've even managed to get their holiday insurance pushed on till next year. Excellent.
Okay, so, and
there.
You said the only thing you haven't managed
the
is the flight.
Only thing that, the only Ryanair stumbling block is Ryanair.
Okay. Well, remind me of that point you made earlier, Jackie, about 9 hours. What's the 9 hours for?
By the time you, like, booking a holiday takes a considerable amount of time. I know it looks relatively easy when somebody comes into our office and whatever, but that's fine. We can put it together and we work away. But in order to take down, to dismantle a booking, to do all the appropriate amount of work, to get all the information back and forth from the client, and to get to the point where you've got the money back into a client's account, you're looking at approximately 9 hours' work.
God. By the way, how can you survive? How can travel agents survive, Jackie?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why we are appealing every hour of every day to the government to give us some supports. We have received no supports whatsoever until we got into level five, at which stage the CRSS payment kicked in. Now that, even at the very best, even if that continues to the end of March, this whole scheme winds up at the end of March, and we're sat on the bones of our backside again. We have worked from last March to October this year without any pay. We've had to oversee all our bookings. We've had to try and secure all the refunds for our clients. I worked, for the best part of last summer, I worked 14 hours a day trying to secure refunds, most of which, Joe, I still have not managed to secure. Now, that's pitiful. When you're meeting your clients and they're phoning you, they're emailing you, it takes its toll. And then you get the executive of the business on the radio this morning saying, they're lying, they've got your money.
Yeah, I take that point. But I don't know if you forensically or legally go through his phrase, whether the word, like, I'm sure you could debate it for days, probably will be debated for days, I hope I'm not there, about whether he meant, what was, should give us the shorter clip again, Mark, the 19-second one, I think it is.
Everybody who has requested a refund from Ryanair has received it. There are some people out there with vouchers who have the option of receiving a cash refund. If they want to click on the voucher for a cash refund, they will receive it within 5 days. We have no backlog in refunds. All of the refunds have now been issued.
So all of those people who are saying that they're waiting months for a refund, they're not telling the truth?
Correct.
I don't know. Would the jury hear that as accusing people of being liars? I don't know.
Well, I would personally see that. I've gotten so many emails this morning from clients saying, so where's my money?
Well, of course.
He's on saying that he's refunded. And just by the by, we obviously had a huge volume of requests for refunds in the early stages, which we sent in. They came back to us saying, look, there is a huge backlog. However, in the meantime, we're sending you this voucher. If you don't want to accept it, please let us know. Now, we did not accept any of the vouchers. We just went on and requested automatically.
Do you want me to read out, Jackie? Are you in the office now? Where are you now?
No, because we can't go into our office.
Oh,
actually at home at the moment.
Okay, if I take a break, can you get a strong cup of coffee? You're going to need it for the next paragraph. We're going to read it. After the break. Strong coffee, no milk, plenty of sugar.
Okay.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Jackie, I don't mean to be facetious, because one, I'm conscious that no one died, but and given what we've been covering for the last 12 months. But two, on the other hand, I have to be reminded, and I do remind myself and check myself, that we're talking about people's livelihoods now and money that people need.
Yeah.
And in your case, it is your livelihood. So don't take me up as being too lighthearted, I hope. This is the second point from Ryanair, which I asked you to get a cup of coffee and stand by. Cash refunds can only be made by cheque, where the only payment details we have are falsified or faked by third-party travel agents. Where any customer is paid Ryanair directly by credit or debit card, the customer's refund is paid directly back to consumer's payment card. Again, This is to prevent third-party travel agents who pay using their credit card, grabbing the consumer refund and not passing it on to the individual customer. Have there been any cases of that you're aware of? That a travel agent has disappeared with the refunds from Ryanair?
Not that I'm aware of.
We'd hear about it, I presume. We would hear about it.
We would have heard about it, I'm sure. Not at all.
Can you survive? Can your business survive? I know it's a bigger issue than Ryanair now.
Yes, can my business survive?
Yes, yes. Would you working for nothing, said you, I suspect?
Good job, my husband's got a good job, isn't it? He's calling this now my very expensive hobby, which it has turned into at this point. With support from the government, yes, we can. And there is always going to be the need for a good travel agent who goes the extra mile, who looks after their customers on a more personal level. It's going to be very, very difficult. Mm. Without support, I'm not sure that we could survive. And we're just really, really hoping that the government comes through for us on that. It's very, very hard to take in the travel industry when people, say, in the tourism element in Ireland, for example, hotels and so on and so forth, will get support in the form of the CRSS at level 3, whereas we, once we go out of level 5, we're on our own again.
I understand, yeah.
It's going to be very tough.
Okay, Jackie, I hope people, your customers understand that you can't give them the money back because you haven't got the money back.
No, and they, do you know something I have to say, and a huge thank you. I have been blessed with my customers to the greatest degree. But I know sadly some of my colleagues couldn't say the same, that it has been very, very tough. Now, everyone's going to have difficult customers as part of being in business, but I would just like to thank my customers. They have been really, really supportive throughout everything.
Okay, you mentioned that text you got. We have him now, Jeff Collins. Jeff, and best for travel. Jeff, how much are you owed by Ryanair?
Originally, Joe, we were owed $195,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very lucky in the fact that we actually book on Ryanair.com.
Okay.
We use our individual credit cards for each shop. And what we've done, the process we've done, bear in mind, this is after months of being ringing Ryanair on the chat to try and get all the individual money back for the customers. Constantly doing it. Now, my team are working at it all day, every day, trying to get our money back. Getting messed around by Ryanair, saying to do this and do that and do the other to get the money back. None of this was successful. So what we done, we made the decision in October to do chargebacks against them. We're in the middle of the process of doing all the chargebacks, and not all the chargebacks have been successful. They're saying they're receiving emails to say they've refunded us, and they haven't. Our customers are going on to them to say they've received emails and they're saying they've refunded us, and this is not true. It's a disgrace what's going on. Like, they're passing on the pain to not only us, and then on to our customers, which is the normal local person. We've shops.
Yeah, and you live, as Jackie says, you live with, you see, in the course of your life.
We've sponsored the north side people, the south side people. I've given out awards with yourself. We've done that. We're the local people, and we're being punished by supporting an Irish company. Absolutely punished, and it's just wrong. The mental torture for all myself and all our staff is just horrendous. And this, you know, and in fairness to Ryanair and a company before this, I admired. They were at the start of this. They were good, and then somebody made a commercial decision. Say, let's capitalise on this against travel agents, the local travel agents. I understand their agenda with big multinational firms. I understand that, but we're looking after our local people who want to be licensed and bonded and booked through a local company. That not everybody has the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Totally understand that.
Not everybody has credit cards and debit cards. we deal with your local...
And if anything, God forbid, goes wrong, you ring your travel agent and they wrap it all around.
Exactly, there. Now, we have been there for our customers. My shops have been closed since the 8th of March. We were the first travel agency to close. We've been closed since the 8th of March. We have received no bookings, a lot of amendments. We've had some fantastic customers who have helped us and supported us through this. Joe, we've gone from the height of 57 staff spread over 10 shops. Now we're down to the equivalent of 7 staff working from home every single day. And all we want to do is get the money back. That's all. Mm. Nothing else. We've no agenda other than getting the money back for our clients. You're speaking to Jackie there in JK Travel. And she's doing the same. And so is all the travel agents across Ireland, trying their best for their customer. And that's what the Irish people have to understand. If you're dealing with a travel agent, we work for you. We're working for you. Mm. Ryanair work for themselves.
Ryanair does not deal with travel agents, not done so for over 20 years. All customers should book directly on Ryanair.com and then they receive flight information and our refunds directly from Ryanair without being overcharged or scammed by third-party travel agents.
Well, we're not scammed.
I know that. I know that's not being
it's disgusting.
But the ironic thing is they're still not refunding the people who have booked directly either. They're ruthless.
This, and Joe, I will say, we're all supposed to be sticking together through this
green jersey.
We're supposed to have the green jersey. Well, I'm sorry, Ryanair does not have it on. It has a blue jersey on, and the blue jersey is for Ryanair.
Okay. Jeff Collins from Best for Travel, 4 being the number, and Jackie Spain of JK Travel. Thank you both. 51551 Marshalls.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Back to Ryanair. George McCarthy. George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. What happened, George?
Well, I was due to go to a trip to Krakow in April. And I must compliment my travel agent, it was Mac and Travel. They refunded all the money back to me that they owed me. But halfway through the process, they said that I would have to fill in all these forms to get the money back from Ryanair. Mm-hmm. So I did. And then on the 7th of January this year, I got a thing from FH Kovac from Ryanair Help Desk.
Okay.
And said, please be informed we have processed your customer verification form and been cleared to you to refund payment directly to you. The payment has been processed to you in the form of a cheque on the 27th of the 10th, 2020.
Okay.
Please note that this is a physical paper cheque sent to you via the local post office to your address, which you confirmed to us. Now, I've never got that. And I was back on to Mac and Travel. They said, just ask them when they sent this to you. Mm-hmm. So on the day after, I sent them a thing exactly when they posted it. And no answer since then. So I've sent a few emails to them, but no answer at all.
But that's your note here is clear. You didn't make this up. Sure you didn't, George. I shouldn't have even asked that stupid question. But I just want to be abundantly clear because I don't see this ending today, unfortunately. Please note, well, it's a few misspellings, but that's not a hint. Please note that this is a physical paper. A physical paper cheque sent to you via the local post office to your address, which you confirmed to us.
Yes.
But you haven't got it yet. Now, could it still be in the post?
No, not at all. Well, I mean, it was like I've asked them when it was posted the day after. I asked them when it was posted and I can't get an answer.
But they say it was processed. They do put in a date on the 27th of October last.
Yes.
Which is over three months.
Yes. And as I say, no response. And I got onto a chat to somebody and they said, well, they couldn't do anything more than I have to respond to that letter, which I did twice before, and I've still an odd time I do respond to it to that email, but no answer, and the chat person I was on to just said they cannot do anything. They just, and that was as far as about 4 days ago,
okay,
last week. And they said just respond to that email, which I had done and have done, and but just nothing there now. And as I say, I know Mac and Travel, they sent loads and loads of correspondence to Ryanair. And like she showed me the girl, the great girl, she showed me all the conversations she had with the live chat, but still no. Okay.
And George, did you, more important, I hope you should, there's no doubt, everyone should get the money back. But did you hear the other comments by Michael O'Leary about Neffet pumping out misinformation and RT pumping out misinformation? In one sense, they're the more serious comments, I suppose.
Well, it is, of course. It's not good. And like we know, everybody's going through a lot of problems with different things, and I know there's people an awful lot worse than what we are. But it's just annoying that you come out and say that everybody's been paid back, you know, and people are trying so hard. I've actually booked another flight since then, which I probably shouldn't have, but they can keep sending me emails about you can get car hire, you can get this, you can get that, but yet they can't respond to an email that I sent.
Okay. Yeah. Well done, George, in terms of your documentation. But as I say, that's crystal clear as well. Linda McNamara, Newcastle West, is a travel agent. Linda, what's your situation?
Thanks, George. How are you?
Grand thanks, Linda. Yeah, go ahead.
Similar situation, Joe. I was just listening there to my colleagues, Jackie and Jeff, as we say ourselves, we're all in this together.
Yeah,
I've had to go down the road, unfortunately, of chargebacks as well. But I can give you one example. My daughter actually works in the business with me, Joe, and she was due to travel to Southampton on the 2nd of May. So we waited and waited, and flight was cancelled, so she was entitled to a full refund. And we said, you know what now, as Jackie explained, Ryanair were very good at the start, and they started doing the refunds. Then suddenly they stopped, and I went, okay, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. Tried again for the refund, nothing coming through, only the usual. Did a chargeback to realise I was outside the time limit for the chargeback, which is fair enough.
Okay.
With the Bank of Ireland, we have 120 days to do a chargeback. But we were giving Ryanair the benefit of the doubt that, the refund would come. And here we are, Joe, the first day of February, and I still haven't got a refund from Ryanair. Even though, initially, when my daughter would have made the booking, she would have used the Ace Travels email address, because we all have our own email addresses. And then we went back down the road and sent in the verification form, because they don't deal with travel agents, we were told, even though they took my company credit card to take for the flight.
What have Ryanair got? Why are they so vitriolic? And then they have been from day one. Like, how much you have to charge a service fee, I presume, when you book from me. How much would you add to a Ryanair flight?
€30, Joe. It's not going to break the bank, you know. And people were there, like, we can't work for nothing. We provide the service. We're all government licensed and fully bonded. So, I mean, our customers' money is safe with us. But just getting back to what George said there about the car hire and the hotels. You see, when travel agents book a package, we call it dynamic packaging for their clients, we don't necessarily use Ryanair's car hire service. We don't necessarily use Ryanair's hotel services.
We don't have to.
We have choice. We get the best value and the best option, we think, for our customers. So maybe Ryanair are thinking, well, hang on here now. If these travel agents are booking our flights, we're losing out on the other aspects of the package put together. Maybe that's why they're not doing it. But, like, it's crazy, the situation. I mean, the chargebacks seem to be the only way it's going to work, because each week I go on the chat line on the live chat with Ryanair asking where's the refund for my daughter. Oh, the cheque is posted. So the cheque was posted in October. It was posted in November. It was posted in December. But funny, when I went down last Thursday, they said to me, okay, if you give us your bank account details, we'll refund the money directly into your bank account. I did that, and I'm still waiting for the refund. And when I went on Monday, which was, today's Monday. When I went on last Friday, sorry, I beg your pardon, Joe. I had to go through the whole rigmarole again to send in the verification form. It's just crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy, you know.
Okay.
And as Jackie said, like, we're depending on the refunds so that we can keep our customers, that we'll have them again for next year, given the service and the, you know, what we do for our customers.
Okay, and what do you think of the Ryanair statement? Did you hear me reading it out to Jackie about they try and avoid travelling? And obviously they're not tarring every travel agent, but they're saying that travel agents, I have to get it properly, I have it in my hand, travel agents Ryanair receive flight and refunds directly from Ryanair without being overcharged or scammed by third party for travel agents. Again, this is to prevent third party travel agents who pay using their credit card grabbing the consumer refund and not passing it on to the individual. That's Linda McNamara, travel agent in Newcastle West. Claire Dunn is a travel agent in Dublin. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. I'm in Clontarf, Joe.
Very good.
Down the road from you.
Great stuff. And you have a great reputation as well and a travel broker now. How much are you owed by Ryanair?
We were lucky we got some refunds, as some of the others said early on. So our refund bill now is down to just 16,500, but it's still 16,500 euro of our clients' money that we need to get back to give back to them.
And you make bookings, as you say, directly on Ryanair.com.
Oh, Ryanair.com.
Using your company travel. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, our clients, a lot of them don't have internet or they don't have credit cards. So they come in to us and ask us to make the booking. We charge them a fee for it. They know that. So we go on to Ryanair.com, the same as anybody else, and we make our payment with our own credit card. And the refund is due back to our credit card.
And it's not, you got some money back, but not at all.
Not at all, yeah. I mean, they were very good. I think Jackie said earlier on, they were very good in the first few months. Yeah. There was no problem at all. The money was coming back. We put the refund request in. The money was coming back. I mean, the first thing was to get a voucher, like the client got a voucher, or we got a notification to say the voucher was coming. We asked our clients, did they want that? They said no. So we pressed the button, no, we don't want a voucher. And it all worked really well. And then somebody took a commercial decision somewhere along the line and said, no, we're not refunding travel agents. I mean, I actually have a copy of the chatbot from Ryanair, which we've got, it just says, for those customers who booked their Ryanair flights with unauthorized screen scrapers, we're unable to trace the booking back to the person calling, chatting with us, as the screen scrapers do not pass the customer information or payment details to us at the time of booking. Instead, they use a fake email and a fake virtual credit card that is not belonging to the customer, so that we can't contact or refund the customer directly. And I mean, that's all rubbish. We either use our client's email address or our own, so that we can monitor the schedule changes and anything that happens on the booking, so that we can make sure our client is aware of it. And we use our own credit card, so that, because the client in many cases doesn't have a credit card. So, I mean, they can absolutely contact us. There's no question of them knowing who to contact or who to give the money back to. We're here ready, willing and able to get the money back, and we want to give it back to our clients straight away.
Okay. Just the comments about travel agents generally in their statement is...
It's scandalous. It is, really, because, I mean, and I think I made the point to your researcher that Ryanair, a couple of years ago in the recession, actually approached travel agents, and they were their flights were listed in Amadeus, our global reservation system. So up until a couple of years ago, we could make bookings at their request through our own reservation system, and we could issue tickets on it. Now, when things started to get good again, they took away that privilege. We weren't allowed to do that anymore. But, I mean, like way back to the very beginnings of Ryanair, I remember when Ryanair started, I was in a travel agency in town then, and we supported Ryanair like they were the newcomer on the block, and all of the travel.
And remember, they got government, when they started initially, they got government support because Seamus Brennan, who was then the late Seamus Brennan, they got government support because the government took slots off
absolutely.
Aer Lingus and gave them to Ryanair to give them a bit of a start. Took
and
the slots off.
And they've had huge support from travel agents over the years, you know what I mean, at different times. And all we're asking for at the moment is our own clients' money back so that we can give it back to the clients. And I listened to Michael O'Leary on Morning Ireland this morning, and I mean, I was just so upset afterwards. I mean, it's just... You know, it was untrue, completely and utterly untrue, because I know of individual clients, direct Ryanair clients, and all of my colleagues who are owed money.
I'm just thinking, anyway, given the world we now live in and the difficult, and again, I know, Claire, you'll remind me, Joe, put everything in perspective, I will. I think of it every day in terms of what we deal with in this programme, but
it's just so unnecessary,
it's nice to be nice.
Well, exactly.
Especially in these times. I know. It's,
and anyway. I know Jackie said it to me, and our clients have been wonderful. They really have. They're so kind and so wonderful and so understanding. We want to get their money back to them. And, you know, small businesses, I've been in business in Clontarf for 27 years, you know, and I can't afford to give money back that I don't have. You know, it's not, I don't have it in the bank. If I had, I would, but I don't have it there. Okay. So all we're asking for is that money back so that we can give it back directly to the clients who need it. We all need money at this stage.
Okay, Claire Dunn from the Travel Broker in Clontarf, 5155 in Dublin. 5155 my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.